Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's more than a talent show, it's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment, DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squab Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Jared. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com, Always Underground Game. Yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
Thank you and welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 4, Verse 6. And you know, that song is very interesting because it's from AUG. Hip Hop Workshop has been around for 11 years, started out in January of 2004. And what's very interesting is that song, the song you just heard, is 9 years old. Anyway, there's a reason why I started out with that, and I'll get to that shortly. You are listening to Man in the Street, and that man is an abbreviation, acronym, music, activism, news. You put that M-A-N together, you get Man in the Street. The number here for those listening online is 646-478-0944. I repeat, 646-478-0944. For those online, you see that number, you can use that number to call in and say what's on your mind. Ooh, a lot of different things to cover, and I just want to get into three disclaimers as you call in so you won't say you weren't warned. And as you listen to the program, you have to have these disclaimers read. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pens, paper, pencils, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long. This is an old, you know, we only have an hour, but you'll get your time to blame me for something. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. I feel the Creator has allowed us to be able to at least share things with each other. Whoa, I'm looking at that area code of 216-486. I'll get to that area code of 216, followed by that 486 in just a moment. But since I've gotten through those things, I just want to say, can I at least give you like the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, such as music and entertainment, since I have a little bit of time to do that. And I will let you know, starting at number 10, working our way to number 1. Number 10, Lady Meatrice. Number 9, Emax the Image. Number 8, Black House Sounds. Number 7, holding the same spot, T-Rilla. Major show coming up. More about that later on. Number 6, Eastside. Major show coming up. More on that later on. Number 5, debuting, State University after some time off. This time they did some things right. A free hip-hop and poetry two-day events weekend. More on that later. Number 4, debuting, Speak Up Poetry Slam. More about that Cleveland State University event that happens like once a month, done by, of course, Black Studies and the Student Union. Number 3, debuting, CGS, my man Nizzy, Spazzo, OGLB, they rolled hard. They kept their word, and they brought a whole squadron. I mean, a whole squadron for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Number two, DD's Fashion Show. A little bit more on that later on, how that ended up debuting. And let's see, number one, moving up, was the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, and that was a lot different than ever been done before. I have to get into that shortly. Before I do, let me get maybe like one or two announcements out of the way real quick, because I really want to get this particular announcement out so that people can hear it. Since I brought up the brother's name, I will just want to let people know already. T-Rilla, March the 6th. March the 6th, my man T-Rilla will be performing a 45-minute set as a headliner at the OPN People's Community Center, 15453 Euclid. Bless the mic. My man is out there doing his thing. I always have respected him for how he does his business, so it's nice to see him in that major, and I do mean that major spot of quote-unquote setting himself up in a headline position. So I give him those props, definitely. I also want to say before I go to the phone line that a lot of people say I don't give out the information that I should. So with that being said, and to prove y'all all wrong, I just want to get out there and let people know that should you choose, people may know that I'm the vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, but our website on Facebook, well, our whole website, you might find us under Black on Black Crime Incorporated on Facebook, but to find out all the events and what's going on, check out blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com, the official site for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can also feel free to Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period. Alfred Porter Jr. period. With the profile picture being of a sheriff's hat. So with that being said, let's see what's going on with that 216-486 phone number. 216-486, how are you this evening?
Hello, Mr. Porter, how are you?
I'm doing great, I'm doing wonderful, I feel excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm calling in because I'm waiting to hear of some of the activities that will be going on your show.
So that's like the request for me to get into some information about activities coming up.
Yes.
Okay, I could do that for you. Thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate it. All right, and thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
You know, since that was asked for, and I can provide a little something. You know, I said at the beginning of the program to do your best to have, like, all kinds of writing utensils, use your smartphone, use your laptop, use your desktop, use all of that type of stuff. The reason I say that is, you never know what information you might receive. And I just want to throw out there for the people, since I'm looking at both things. Two important events that are coming up. You know, sometimes you have a show, and the show is cool. But an event means it's something that may happen that may change a few things that are happening. So I want to let people know that on Saturday, February 21st, so to all those who are, like, out of the 216-440 area code, you all may want to choose that time to travel to Cleveland, because Sabrina Fulton will be the guest at the main library auditorium of the Lewis Stokes Wing. Now, for people who don't know, Cleveland Public Library welcomes Sabrina Fulton, mother of Trayvon Martin. In light of recent events in Cleveland and other communities across the country, Trayvon's story and that of his family is more timely than ever. So the reason I say that, and I welcome aboard real quick, and I'll reread that again, as I want to just give props to a number that I saw that just popped up, which was a 216-820 phone number. So there you go. I just gave out, like, the area code and let you know that I'll be on with you very shortly. But I want to get this out of the way and let people know, that Sabrina Fulton, once again, will be Saturday, February 21st of this month, 2 p.m., Main Library, Lewis Stokes Wing Auditorium, Cleveland Public Library welcomes Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother. In light of recent events in Cleveland and other communities across the country, Trayvon's story and that of his family is more timely than ever. I would say you can get there at almost any time you choose. I would say don't get there any later than 1 p.m. because, I've gone to see Sister Soulja speak. And if I hadn't gotten there at the time I did, I would have ended up having to sit in the upstairs section, nosebleed section or what have you. So for all of those who are listening, plan on coming to town and use the address of 525 Superior Avenue, Main Library, Lewis Stokes Wing. And that is one of those things that's coming up. That whole week is going to be, that weekend itself is going to be very powerful because at Cleveland State University, and you're wondering how did they end up on that type of top 10 charts for a Monday to a Monday entertainment and everything else. Well, not only did they do something the past weekend, we'll get into a couple of those in a little while, but the Justice for Our Fallen, Black Studies Student Elites present Justice for Our Fallen, a tribute to the countless of those whose lives were taken by rogue police officers. Please join us in lifting up our voices to speak out against these senseless murders of our unarmed loved ones. That will happen on February the 23rd. That will be that Monday, 12 noon, Student Center, first floor, in memory of Tanisha Anderson, Andy Lopez, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, Ezell Ford, Tamir Rice, Michael Brown, and many, many more, from John Crawford to others. You know, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. put it best, we will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the hateful words and actions of the bad people, but for the appalling silence of the good people. So for those of you who say I don't give out enough information, I do my very best in between. And we expect for some people to use that. Before I go to the phone line, I just want to give at least 40 seconds or less. Rest in peace. Rest in heaven. Prayers go out to the family and friends as Northeast Ohio lost the legend of an MC when Tiana Nelson, a.k.a. Dime, passed from sickle cell anemia. She was known to be fearless in rap battles, did a nice spiritual, a.k.a. gospel album. Plus, she did many Raw Dogs projects together and had a new project in the works. A funeral will be scheduled for February 18th with more info for you definitely by next week. Again, we lost a lady, young lady, who was really one of the most down-to-earth artists and very, very good metaphorically and very clever with lyrics. She took it very, very seriously. 216-820. I'm looking at the 216-820. You've put up with my rambling. How are you this evening?
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Porter? This is Endo Dub from Black House Sound.
Man, I'm doing...
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You already know. You already know, man. You know what I'm saying? I just had to kind of go ahead and stop through and show some love, you know what I mean? And I just really appreciate what I just heard right there, you know what I'm saying? It's good to see that, you know, people is being shown that when it comes to losing their loved ones to victims of violence, you know, that they can reach out to them, you know what I'm saying? And that's why each and every time, that's why I keep a close and tight bond with not just my family, but as well as my partner. So, you know what I'm saying? And by the way, big shouts out to Joe Legacy, who is the founder of Black House Sound. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
I also want to let
our listeners know that my man Al Porter also has an album out, you know what I'm saying, which features Black House Sound on it. You want to go ahead and cop that as well.
Man, I appreciate that, and I really appreciate the respect that's given because, man, you all respect lyrics and being able to not only give an excellent show, but to actually say something. So if you could take maybe a minute or two to let people know, man, why are your words always so meaningful?
I'm going to tell you why my words be so meaningful, because at the end of the day, if you don't have positivity, you don't really have nothing. You know what I mean? If you are,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I was told earlier, you know what I'm saying, earlier, well, not just earlier, but yesterday, I was told by my partner, he let me know that when it comes to hoarder and hate, you automatically are losing.
Wow. That's deep right there, brother.
That's you know what
deep
I mean?
Right there.
You know what I'm saying? You are automatically losing. He let me know that. And you know to you know what I'm saying? And then that is why I always say to all our loved ones and all our viewers is that, man, we don't hate no one, we hope no one hates each other, and we just got to stop all the hate. You know what I mean? And let's just keep coming together and keep unifying, because I tell you right now, the love, the loyalty, the unity, that is what's most important in this world right now.
Man, you did not lie on that, brother, and I respect you 100% for putting that out. That is a greatly appreciated message, man, for real.
Yes, indeed.
So
you know what I mean?
I know a lot of people can catch Black House Sounds. You've got so much nice material, SoundCloud, all kinds of different songs. There are videos out. What are some of the songs or videos that people can check you all out on?
Well, you can always go to Joe Legacy Turn Up, you know what I'm saying, to see, you know what, to also see the very first video, Turn Up, or you can just go to Black House Sound Turn Up, where you will also see the other three videos, like Every Day, and you can also check out GMS, Hood Famous TV, for where you can hear songs with Black House Sound with the two legendary heavyweights themselves, Al Porter Jr. with the Hip Hop Workshop and Suave Gotti with the Reverse Award.
Man,
you know what I mean? So
I appreciate
you,
that.
So I'm telling you right now, you know what I mean? Cleveland is definitely doing their thing. You know, no matter who it is or who you are, you all say you cannot. I tell all haters, you know what I mean? Don't hunt what you can't kill. And when you see unity like that here in Cleveland, that is one dynasty that just cannot be stopped in my book.
I feel you on that. And I really appreciate the phone call, brother, because if you're on the line, I'm pretty sure you are going to hear a few things that you will appreciate this afternoon and this evening.
Oh, yes, indeed. And don't forget to check out my man Al Porter this Thursday from 3 to 4 for the Hip Hop Workshop Radio as well, to all you listeners out there. You know what I'm saying? So just keep on showing my man Al Porter some love the same way Black House Sound show him some love. You dig?
Yes, sir. Definitely hold a line. We got a couple of things for you, and we appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Man, I can appreciate that track. And that the tracks that are on that album, I might get into a few things and speak on it a little bit. I think I will have to touch on one subject off of that. My man Endo Dubsack, he said a lot right there. As a matter of fact, that Hip Hop Workshop radio show does air on Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. this coming week. It will air 3 to 4 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. And right now, the show week before last was ranked number 10 worldwide on MixLR. So I just appreciate those people who follow us all over the place. And I just want to bring up a topic because you can't work with every artist. There are some artists that are afraid to speak on something, and if there are those who are online who wanted to listen by phone and they said, no, I didn't want to say anything, I'm cool. But if you change your mind, you hang up, you want to speak, and call back, hey, I'll take the phone call. If you hit on the number one key because you have something else to say, I'll take the call. But see, every artist you can't record with because they're afraid of things. I'll give you an example. When I did these lyrics and Black House Sound said, okay, we can roll with them. A lot of people would only understand it if I said zero plus none is one. Zero plus none is one. Is one? Radio zero plus radio none is radio one. Radio one, radio zero plus radio none is radio one. Radio one. The only swine in which I won't dine is the pork served at 107 Swine. You don't care, and you show it. Just look at where your vans be going. Listen to where you set live remotes from club, beauty supply, shoe and phone store. Town hall violence meeting, you had that. But the music you play sets a trap. Taking time to examine your playlist. Music programmers should get dissed. Little kids repeating how to drink at clubs. Now I feel drunk because I want to throw up. Same 10 artists each hour's rotation, not one could teach how to build a nation. Now, you know, to give you just two more things off of that, I have to throw in there, you don't promote hip-hop and it shows. You drop D. LaRan, Ron Knight, Bashir Jones, Latin Assassin, and Cutmaster Slice. If you rep what's real, they cut off your mic. Now, in putting a song out there like that, there are a lot of people who would be like, no, I don't want to touch that one. I'm scared because they might not do this or that or the other for me. So they don't think about the fact on if there's any truth to what you're talking about, which is the reason I had to read that off, because the Brown Report newspaper is covering those controversial lyrics from the song called Zero Plus None is One, a.k.a. Radio None. And they asked me to give a statement on this song, to which I responded that as Ohio hip-hop humanitarian and Ohio Hip-Hop Award Lifetime Achievement winner, how can we expect youth and young adults to grow when they are bombarded with trash? Something to think about. Instead of commercials voting, commercials on voting. Instead of commercials on voting, why not send these vans to vigils and rallies to balance ignorant messages? If black radio doesn't look out for urban interests, they're no better than outside corner store leeches that don't bring anything back into our community. Now, the Brown Report said they would cover this story and push the message. My thing is, I get concerned when artists are so afraid. I will say this. And they say, well, I want this station to push me up big. The station can help. You know, put some money behind them, or they put you on the website or do something like that. They can help. But the main thing I want to throw out there for people to consider, and I want to say this slowly, is that you have so many commercial radio stations that will ignore you, but you have twice as many college shows, three times the amount of college shows than Radio 1, a clear channel. You have quadruple the amount of internet radio shows, and you have so many different DJs here and there. You can make it without commercial radio or paying a couple of thousand dollars to be here, there, or everywhere. So I just wanted to throw that out there at people, and, you know, it's time to get back into a little bit more of an announcement time to let people know if you think I'm lying. 216 Radio, 89.3 FM, midnight, Saturdays, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org. How about SOTC Radio, 89.3 FM, tonight at 1 a.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, which started off their program with that particular track because they were like, man, that kept it real. As a matter of fact, since I'm on that vein of it, how about you can Facebook or Blog Talk, Who Has the Power Radio? D Gambit Radio or Bored and Restless Radio with Miss Contagious and let them know you heard about it right here. And I'm going to take a time to talk about a brother who has something coming up. I started out talking about this brother a little bit, how he ended up on this list, and I'd let you know about T-Rilla performing. Well, hey, phenomenal animal, bam. Man in the streets. The 216-534 phone number that I will get to in just a little while. Give me just a couple of minutes to get something, a couple of things out of the way. And if you want to do what 216-534 did, all you have to do is dial a 646-478-0944 phone number. And that number can be used for Hood Talk Radio, which is on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's international politics broke down to a local level. Emacs in the mindset. And then you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Tunes Radio, which is on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Emacs, the Image Music Business 101. And looking at things, I do need to at least let people know, if you choose, feel free to come join us, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. That's 14715 Euclid Avenue. 14715 Euclid Avenue. We have the Storefront Resource Center. It's right across the street from the closed-down shrimp boat. That's a 44112 phone number. And as a matter of fact, I'm enjoying the fact that we have a lot of people who have tuned in, and I'm very thankful. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take this 216-534, and then I've got another 216 phone number with the 860 after it. So let me talk to 216-534. How you doing out there? How are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you now.
Black supremacy, Black supremacy. How you doing, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Tell me what's happening out there with you. What's on your mind?
No, man, I'm chiming in, man. Just give me your support, man. Just call it there, you know. Am I clear, first of all?
Yes, you are clear. Everybody out there can hear you, so we good.
Oh, I'm good, man. I'm just chilling, man. I'm just calling, chiming in, man, and showing you some love. Just want to let everybody know, anybody interested in the free Conscious DVDs, come holler at me, 216-534-3161, you know, and that's pretty much all I have to say. What's going on with you, bro?
Hey. Oh, I'm doing well. I'm glad you called in and said that, man, because I had mentioned your name a few weeks ago where I just put it out there bluntly in less than 2 minutes. I mentioned your name because, like I said, there are so many rappers that I felt they were no better than political or preachers in a church. You preach the good word, but you do so many other things and you leave your church. You give a message and you don't do anything outside that church. And I said instead of blaming gangster rappers, I blame a lot of positive rappers because throughout the years they talk good things, but they didn't pool their money and do things to give back to the community. And I just happen to think that, man, as an example, I love the fact that you not only talk it, but you walk it because you take the time to make sure people get educated. And everywhere I've seen you, whether it's been a crowded room or not, you have enough DVDs that if somebody don't learn anything after they get the DVD from you, it's on them. So I just wanted to say, man, personally, I appreciate and respect the example that you set.
Thank you, bro. I mean, thanks for, you know, helping me out, you know, getting the word out there, man. You know, it's about energy shifting, man. It's about, you know, we're trying to really, first of all, make people recognize what the problem is. And the problem is, always said on Facebook is white supremacy, and people don't even know what that is. In order for them to attack the enemy, they got to realize what it is first. And people, a lot of people don't know what it is. So I'm trying to get people's, you know, have them change their perspective at least on what it, you know, what the problem is. Before they,
all right,
you know, before
well,
we
keep
can
keep on doing it.
Yes, sir. Black supremacy, black divinity.
Yeah. Black supremacy and black divinity. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
You know something? I always respect that, brother. And before I get to the 216-860 phone number, I just want to say, it's time for me to go into something real quick that is like, I know I need to let people know about February the 20th, the Redemption Album Release Party. That's at 9 p.m., Eastside of New Life Team Takeover. Man, Eastside, one of the hardest working promoters out there that I've met in a long time. And that will be at the Anatomy Nightclub. For info or to perform, you can call at 216-860-2557, Spade 216, Young Tizzo. Al Porter, a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, will be grabbing the mic. Plus, Eastside will focus on a couple of things. He brought up something very strong that I'll talk about when it comes to the hip-hop workshop that he attended, talking about stopping the violence and all of that. But I do appreciate his focus on that. As a matter of fact, this one goes hand-in-hand before I take that phone call, and if you will at least hold a line for the 216-860, you know, Warrensville Heights, Ohio, a lone gunman walked into Chalk Lines Barbershop on the corner of HVD, that's Harvard, at Warrensville Center Road, killing Brandon White, 31 years old, William Gonzalez, 32 years old, Walter Barfield, 23 years old. Two men and a woman were also wounded. Now, this Wednesday at 3:45 p.m., there will be a vigil, and the barbershop community is being asked not to close down, but to at least refrain from cutting hair from 4 to 4:30 in solidarity. Maybe to even think, maybe talk to other people about what it is they would like to see done in the community, because a lot of people don't realize, woo, barbershops and beauty salons, they get on the page of promoting anything, some things can be done. And that'll be this week. And for those who are wondering where that area is, the 41 and the 15 RTA buses do pass by. And that's this week. I think that goes along with part of that stopping the violence message that my man Eastside brought up. And it also goes along with my man Ballhead Fred, that black divinity. If you know yourself, you are not going to kill people who look like you. That's just one of those things that I just want to throw out there. So I want to check on this 216-860 phone number that has been very patient. 216-860. You're on live. How you doing?
Yes, sir. You already know it's the guy, Eastside, man, the CEO, baby. I'm here.
Man, how we doing, Eastside?
I'm calling in. I'm doing great, man. I'm doing beautiful, man. I'm here. I'm online, man. Definitely want to promote the release party with Mr. Sheriff Kilroy, February 20th, man. Definitely enjoyed the hip-hop workshop last Saturday. It was a beautiful thing. I had the family in the building. Had my daughter with me, man, my wife with me. It was beautiful. Felt very supportive, man. Felt like a lot of black power was in the building. It was real nice, real nice. I definitely want to give all artists, man, all motivated artists, man, don't never give up on your dream. It's a beautiful thing, I'm telling you. And it's like, I done been around a whole bunch of non-grinder type artists, you know what I'm saying? I done been around a lot. It's like, man, God has been blessing, the man been blessing me with a lot, man. It's like, I just not only got the album release party coming out, not only got a mixtape coming out after that, not only got Stop the Violence event I'm trying to work on, and that's going to be a beautiful thing as well, because I hope, you know what I'm saying, once I get promoted, man, a lot of people actually understand that situation and why I'm doing it. It's not just physical violence. It's not just gun violence. It's domestic violence, too, because without our women, it wouldn't be
right.
Us, you know what I'm saying? And it's like,
I feel
not
you.
Not just that, man. It's a more bigger situation I got going on, man. Like, I just got a chance to actually talk to this one big mainstream promoter. Like, she's mainstream. I don't know if anybody know her, but big shouts out to Megan. Megan, you know what I'm saying? She's on Facebook, too, as well. But big shouts out to her. She's a mainstream promoter. She's also an artist. I'm going to start working on her. To all artists, man, who really on their stuff, man, keep in touch with me, man. New Life, Team Takeover, man, on Facebook, man. Because me and her about to bring Kevin. Man, big announcement coming up, man. Al Porter, Main and Streets Radio, going to be the first one to hear this, man. Team New Life, Megan, and a couple other Cleveland artists will be bringing Kevin Gates to Cleveland. I don't know the official date yet, man, but we trying to get some things together right now, but that's about the most biggest thing I got going on right now.
Man, I respect you so much, man, for at least staying on your grind and being so serious,
man,
with it.
It's crazy, man. God is good, man. It's a hard situation. It's a hard grind. You can't stop, man. That's the only thing, man. I always learned, man, being around y'all, being around black-on-black crime, people like Ronnie V, Swab Gotti, Sheriff Kilroy, Emax, a lot of people, man. I learned, man, that grind can't stop, man. If you really want it, you're going to keep going. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm going to keep going.
All right, then. We're going to hold you to that, and we appreciate you, brother.
Oh, yes, man, definitely.
All right, and if anybody wants to get in on that bill, give us the contact information one more time.
Oh man, definitely, definitely. You can get up with me, Eastside man. Team New Life, 216-860-2557. That's 216-860-2557. Or get up with me on Facebook at New Life Team Takeover, Mr. TRP. Leave me a message, inbox me, man. I'll get back to you.
All right. We appreciate that, brother.
All right.
All right. Feel free to hold that line, my man, because we have a couple other things to get into, because the one thing that I definitely want to say real quick before I play this track is that, man, the 159th Hip Hop Workshop Fellowship that happened the past week, man, the Sheriff Kilroy, a.k.a. Al Porter Jr. Listening CD Party, yeah, they played a lot of songs, but the DJ chose that 137 to mix over and over again, which was appreciated. A lot of strong reviews came for another song that was played that I get into short. Why will I get into it? Because it had a lot to do with the phone caller who called in, because a lot of people love the verse that I said, and they really, really got into the verse that the third person said. I always heard reviews from the first person and the harmony and the chorus, but the workshop featured Mr. Ronnie B from 1008 Vision. Shout out to Mama Porter who made it in. Shout out to, of course, who else made it? DJ Dollar Rock spinning all the hits. My man Ronnie Walton, who did excellent poetry, R&B. Shalunda came in to do poetry. I got to give the biggest shout out to CGS, Nizzy, Spazzo, LB, Fallon. They were part of a large crowd. And, you know, CGS and Nizzy, I got to say, they told me, we're going to bring a big crowd. And usually when people say that, I just lay, okay, yeah, I'm sure you bring a big crowd. Because usually they only bring themselves and their shadow. And if it's a cloudy day, it's just themselves. They brought 8 more people with them. And not only that, I have to give a shout-out to Team New. You know, it was nice to have Tammy come in. It was nice to have New Life, MC Derek. Angel did a beautiful song along with Fallon. Tori was in the house. It was just 100,000 grand. Shoddy, my man Suave Gotti, broke us off something nice with information. And, of course, Christian, Brother Christian, who comes in with the sports report, that was a nice thing in itself. Sir Knock came through praying for his mom. She had been rushed to the hospital earlier that day. My man Silver B, 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 B in the mix came through. Drop knowledge. Just don't let him know that I use his voice. Sister Alonda stopped by. Sexplicit, my man Bishop. And Bishop, whoa, from the Speak Up Poetry. Free food was courtesy of the Black Studies Department. Urban Survival sponsored that event. My man Preston Pickett from the Black Studies Department, who's a playwright, he came and did a dead-on impersonation of Martin Luther King Jr., I Need a Dream speech. So, you know, I really did appreciate what happened on that. As I get a chance to go into that one thing, I just want to say real quick, at the day before the Speak Up Poetry Slam. Those happen the first Friday of each month at the Black Studies Department. Yes, there is free food there. It's unedited poetry. So, you know, I happen to be there the past Friday night. It usually starts around 6:30 p.m. where Bishop, Brother Silver, B in the mix was there. And that's also at 1899 Euclid Avenue. And I'm going to take the time, 216-389. I did see a 216-534 dial back. I'll check in a little while to see what else they might want to, you know, add in on everything. But that 216-389, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark, representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. The NBA. The Cavs are now 32-21 and were on a 12-game winning streak, but they lost to the Indiana Pacers, but picked right back up where they left with a win against the Lakers. We also have Kyrie Irving and LeBron James in the All-Star game, and Kyrie Irving is also in the Saturday night three-point shootout. In the NFL, The Patriots won 28-24 in the Super Bowl with a game-winning pick from Malcolm Butler, the rookie. I honestly believe that if the Seahawks run the ball, they end up being Super Bowl champs on this day in sports history. In 1895, in Massachusetts, W.G. Morgan invented volleyball. In 1960, a verbal agreement reached between representatives of the American and National Football Leagues. Both agreed not to tamper with players' contracts. In 1989, Kevin Johnson of the Phoenix Suns ended an NBA free throw streak of 57 games. There's your sports report. Now back to our reporter, the man in the street.
Wow. I appreciated that. I appreciated you for the example that you set coming through to the hip-hop workshop the past weekend as well. I just have one question to ask it, one question only. You answered it, but were you as surprised as everyone else at the pass that was thrown at the end of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I was surprised. I just believe that he probably tried to catch him off guard, and at the end of the day, when you got Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, there's no trying to catch him off guard. It's 30 seconds left. You have a timeout, and it's second down on the one. Even if you don't get it, you still have a timeout. So it's, with me personally, there's no trying to catch him off guard when you got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield.
That is so true. Man, I thank you as always for tuning in, and I think you'll like what I'm getting ready to get into. I think a few people on the line will. So if you'll hold a line, I'll dedicate a couple of things coming out to you. All right, brother?
All right, no. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And, you know, I hate to do this, but I have to give one of those infamous, did you have a nerve, shout-outs to Brother Hayes and Brother Dantes of the Black Man's Army. Did you have the nerve to hit me up while I was on the air doing my radio show on the personal line, even if it was a major emergency? Feel free to call me up on the show and give out the major news, because we all may need to know this news itself since it wasn't text to me. I do want to tell people out there, and I already know my man Boy here, Fred's feeling on sports and stuff like that, but this goes along with everything that's going on, that Dan Gilbert, billionaire owner, Quicken Loans franchise, Gambling Casinos in Detroit, and the infamous Horseshoe throughout Ohio, and owns the Cavaliers, which were ranked number 15 in the NBA as far as franchise net worth. Mr. Gilbert also received a big chunk of sin tax money approved last year, which I didn't vote for, don't get mad at me. But I guess that was just a citywide thing. This time, our poor little rich boy, Dan Gilbert, his Cavaliers representative, has quietly inquired that Cuyahoga County government, not city government, but Cuyahoga County government would give them county aid without presenting an official proposal or how much money they seek. Now, Dan Gilbert feels he's invested hundreds of millions over 20 years and helped secure the Republican convention. Now, number one, Clevelanders need to tell county council a resounding hell no and will vote any county council person out who would even agree with something like that, because the Browns and the tribe will start begging. Number two, don't be fooled, people. Dan Gilbert made 2 to 3 times the money he invested in our city, because he is an accomplished businessman and billionaire. No, I'm not making anything that crazy up. I'm telling you the absolute truth. I'm going to get off of my soapbox for just a little bit. I think I'll go to this particular track kind of because I like it. And since they've called up earlier, let's go against the grain. Black House Sounds.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us. I was watching Roots today. They ain't ready for me. Thinking about Roots again, saying
some things in life will never change.
on the block or getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that loud pack. Of the mirror of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8, before the Gucci lame, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, and the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed. I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you, my career don't involve around that. That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Al Porter, Man in the Streets. This is, if I haven't said anything that'll get me into trouble, I think this next one will probably get me in a whole lot of trouble. I'm pretty sure it will. I just want to let people know out there also, if you haven't even thought about it, the EAT, E period, A period, T period network, Definitely you can check them out on Facebook. And with the little time I have left, White Man Speaks with Forked Tongue. Last year, East Cleveland, Ohio, was the threatened. They were threatened with everything from a possible merger to bankruptcy to losing services to loss of business. Now, they started merger rumors and talks of annexation. At that time of merger talk, East Cleveland mayoral candidate Gary Norton vehemently argued against any consideration for a merger in 2013. If White Man Speak with Forked Tongue, what does Black Man Speak with? After his election, Mayor Norton. Now think about it. Mayor Norton in 2014 said all year that annexation was out of the question. Now remember, Man in the Street covered the mayor's State of East Cleveland address, where the mayor said he was bringing so much new business in that he was not entertaining thoughts of a merger. Now, you may remember Man in the Street covering the merger debate where Jeff Johnson, Cleveland councilman, who was pro-merger, he faced off against East Cleveland council members Barbara Thomas and Manziel Baker. Now, Mayor Norton didn't show, but when the state sent state auditor Dave Yost, so you know, the state of Ohio sent the state auditor David Yost, who said East Cleveland is the worst financially run Ohio City. That's kind of scary right there. But anyway, David Yost said that it's the worst financially run Ohio City. And as Yost was accompanied by a special committee, agreed that city had mismanaged money and alluded to the mayor possibly hiding money for personal use. Now, 44112news.com sent out a recall the mayor petition, citing that the mayor was intentionally driving the city towards bankruptcy to force a merger. Now, the Art McCoy radio show that airs Sundays, WERE 1490 AM, 5 PM, and that's Cleveland Standard Time at www.newstalkcleveland.com, said on many occasions Cleveland mayor was looking like Nero playing the fiddle as Rome, a.k.a. East Cleveland, was burning down. Now, Art said the mayor was steering toward a merger. But from 2013 election year through 2014, the mayor said no. Last week, with his options being cutting deals with creditors, declaring bankruptcy, Norton is laying groundwork for a major where he's trying to get, and this is what he said, 700,000 signatures that go to East Cleveland Council and would ask Cleveland City Council to help form a six-person commission with members from both cities to study a merger. It's unfortunate that a predominant black city will leave a legacy of being unable to stay solvent. That's right, sovereign. I'll say it again, a legacy of being unable to stay sovereign. Now, the footnote is that business did come to East Cleveland. But as I stated last year, three businesses, including the Word Church, Boys and Girls Club, they didn't pay for the land. And how do you expect to get out of money, get out of debt that way? You can't get out of debt that way. Whoo! Take it in. Enjoy your week. I think I know who to leave you with. Hey, since he was one of the ones who called in, next week I have to play some Ballhead Fred. But this week, I'm going to hit up my man, Eastside, and I want to thank you all again for tuning in. Hey, this is just something new from a man. Team Takeover.
Yeah.
Good job. What up, Mr. Eastside, nigga?
In this
no life, Jay. No life.
That nigga walk through for me. Hey. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Ain't something what you saying when I walk
what
through.
What
I got all these hoes staring when I walk
what
through. I done make a few bands on them. Hey, why me walk through?
What up?
Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through?
Hey,
I done make a few bands on them walk through.
I remember way back when them niggas hate. I remember way back when them niggas face. Now I got these haters mad cause I fucking made it. Huh? Like money I got, they pull up in the drop, they coffee.
color cream got me looking like a latte. So you know I got mine, leaving with a cracked spine. Face on the flat line, go ahead, give me mine. Hard work, no play. Quickly will I dump the case, slump them in the monster made like bitch, I'm a month away. Put them for a straight hauler, shift you down to your side, and throw him in the garbage. What I'm feeling, you niggas starving. So it's time to pay homage. Life is good, baby.
The man when I walk through, can't stand what you stand when I walk through.
What
I got these hoes staring when I walk through.
Wait,
got them at the top. Bands on them, I'm watch me, hey, watch me walk through. Watch me, hey, watch me walk through.
Big money, baby.
Hey, watch me walk through. Had them at the top. Bands on them,
yeah. Got these niggas mad cause I'm back on. So I kill them all black with the mask on.
Damn.
Hit a form whip and it's too down. Yeah, I know the man cause I'm so
on.
Beating Rambo, front door Lambo. Back door suicide so you know I'm right
high.
Inside tangerine, outside purple rain. Hold that young and that fly ish. Double bag money on the side, got a fly chick. Damn, and I am that man. Let the people fly high like bitch up from the land, Cleveland.
And I'm feeling like the man when I walk through. Can't stand what you're saying when I walk through.
No.
I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. How to make a few bands on them, I'm
fine. Why me walk through?
Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on them, I'm
money music. Team New Life, baby.
Yeah.
That's out. Right. Stay away in the building. Money music in the motherfucking building. Ha! Yeah.